Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would certainly strive that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen." Pope Leo XIII said, this is a quote, "There was once a time when states were governed by the principles of the gospel. Then it was that the power and divine virtue of Christian wisdom had diffused itself throughout the laws, institutions, and morals of the people, permeating all ranks and relations of civil society. Then, too, the religion instituted by Jesus Christ flourished everywhere by the favor of princes and the legitimate protection of magistrates, and church and state were happily united in concord and friendly interchange of good offices. The state," he continues, "constituted in this way bore fruits important beyond all expectation." End quote. Since the 13th century, all the way to this present day, there has been in society, not only in America, but Europe, Asia, Africa, all over the world, there has been a steady decay. And this is due to the failure of countries who once accepted the rule of Christ the King, and who now no longer publicly recognize the kingship of Christ in their society. For example, in Europe, the marriage laws of the Catholic Church were respected. Marriage was between one man and one woman, of course, and marriage was considered to be indissoluble, that it was just like our Lord and the Church. They could not be separated. The union was indissoluble. But since then, they have rejected that notion and allowed divorce and even remarriage. Now, this failure of those countries who once recognized the kingship of Christ and no longer do, has two results. First is that those nations, as nations, are apostates before Almighty God. They are turned away from God by a deliberate rejection of the supernatural truth that they once held, a very frightening thing. And so as a result, they must only expect the consequences of their apostasy. That is, that they will not and they cannot, it is not possible for them as a nation to be able to seek the common good of society. Again, if once you held to the indissolubility of marriage, and then you went back on it and said, well, no, divorce is permitted, then you will run into all sorts of problems. You see it today. And now it's not only a question of divorce and remarriage. Now it comes down to the very basic thing. Is marriage only between one man and one woman? The very basic things. Secondly, the second result is that the tendency of public life will be towards greater opposition to man's supernatural end. If you look around our society today, it is opposed to our supernatural end. It does not lead us to heaven. Whether you walk down a grocery, through the checkout counter at a grocery store, whether you go to a library, whether you go to rent a movie to watch, wherever you go, it is opposed to man's supernatural end. That is a result of these nations' apostasy. To quote Leo XIII again, he says, "The security of the state demands that we should be brought back to him from whom we ought never to have departed." Now, God never refuses his graces. He is giving, even at this very moment, to each one of you, to each of us, the graces that are sufficient to stand up for the full rights of Christ the King. And that is the very purpose of today's feast. Pope Pius XI, who instituted this feast, he said, "We earnestly hope that the feast of the kingship of Christ may hasten the return of society to our loving Savior. It would be the duty of Catholics to do all they can to bring about this happy result. If the faithful would understand," he continues, "that it is their duty to fight bravely and continually under the banner of Christ their King, then fired with apostolic zeal, they would endeavor to win over to our Lord those who have estranged from him or know him not, and would valiantly defend his rights." The Pope, the Vicar of Christ, has said, it is our duty to fight under the banner of Christ the King. A good deal of Catholic, we'll call it inaction, to stand up for these rights of Christ the King, is due to an ignorance on the part of Catholics, mostly, but even of non-Catholics. Ignorance of the duty of society towards God. And also because of the apostasy of nations of even modern day Europe. And this ignorance that exists within society, this ignorance of their duty to God, is responsible for our allowing, think of this, for our allowing the enemies of Christ to take the initiative. That is what is going on now. The communists are pushing their agenda when it should be us who are fighting bravely and courageously for the rights of Christ, not of man, and certainly not of the communists. So what we are seeing today in the Vatican II Church and in our country, indeed the whole world, right now, is the inevitable consequences of a world that has left God and now is in apostasy. We repeat examples. We can do it over and over again, where children are now allowed to choose their gender. They can identify as whatever they want. Marriage is no longer between one man and one woman. There are rules imposed upon the churches. And you go back to the mask laws. You go to what they're doing with the forcing us to take the vaccination, which, by the way, I remind you, still is not a true vaccination. It's still in the stages of trial. They all tell you that. It's in stage 3. It has not been approved. Any approval was, in point of fact, the approval was for the Pfizer vaccine, but one that is not yet here and will not be here for another 2 years. That was approved. And they lead us to believe that the one they are giving people now has been approved. Read the documents. It's all there. You sometimes have to read the fine print. But we live in a society in which the enemies of Christ are pushing their agenda while we are inactive. Today is the day we resolve to fight under the banner of Christ the King. What can you do? First, resist bravely. Many people may lose their jobs over refusing this vaccine, this forced vaccination. It may be that you lose your job, but it is that or lose your soul, because it is, according to Pope Pius XII, a mortal sin to take part in a trial vaccination. That is according to the principles of Pius XII. So we must resist bravely. We must not fall for the fear-mongering. We must trust in Christ. But more, our battle under the banner of Christ the King must be a spiritual one. It must start at home. Before we can fix society as a whole, we must fix the smallest societies first. The smallest society is your own family, your own home. Father McKenna gave a fantastic sermon on the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in your homes last week at St. Gertrude's. Listen to it. But take the time to call a priest to enthrone the Sacred Heart in your home, where you will, as a small society, observe the laws, the commandments that Christ, your King, has established. That's where it all starts. And the communists, the enemies of Christ, know this, which is why they are trying now to tear apart the family. But then, secondly, we must make Our Lady the Queen. For where Christ is King, Mary must be Queen. It is part of the Sacred Heart enthronement, in fact. And every family should gather around the image of the Sacred Heart in the evening and pray their family rosary for the needs of their own family, for the needs of our country and of our church. In this way, I will not say that society will return to normal, but a lot will be overcome, and we'll be able to endure through all of this chaos. Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.